Australia's farmers are at the sharp end of trying to cope with a potentially hotter, drier continent. The forecast is for less rainfall and longer dry periods. Some crops may struggle to grow in the changing conditions. The CSIRO says this will pose a significant risk to productivity. But as temperatures warm, there could also be fresh opportunities. Here's Environment reporter Sarah Clark.
Australian farmers are no stranger to hot and dry conditions. But with more days of above average temperatures and longer periods of dry weather forecast, the nation's agricultural sector is likely to feel the heat. Steve Crimp is from the CSIRO.
Certainly across most of southern Australia, the projections for the future are for warmer and drier conditions. So when we're experiencing warmer and drier conditions, particularly in those areas, growing those crops, canola, wheat, barley, etc., will be more challenging in the future.
Central Australia is likely to experience the greatest warming. A CSIRO report warns that grazing livestock, particularly cattle, will be stressed as a result and less likely to breed. Irrigated cropping may also be challenged. In the southeast, where water is drawn from upstream in the Murray-Darling Basin, the CSIRO forecasts all cropping could be hit by less rainfall. Having said that, some types could expand into areas currently too wet to farm.
There certainly are some crops that are more sensitive to climate variations. Canola would be one of those particular crops. Wheat and barley would be more drought tolerant and hardier crops to produce.
Across parts of Queensland and over the border into northern New South Wales, around Moree, it's predicted crop yields could fall and the quality of cotton will be affected. But less frosts may increase the types of crops that could be grown here. And in the top end, if rainfall increases, the CSIRO says a cotton industry could be an option and horticulture could expand. But heat stress, flooding, erosion and cyclones could also cause some damage. Mark Howden leads the CSIRO's Climate Adaptation Flagship Program.
What we probably will see is a change in agriculture, so we won't necessarily do the same things in the same places. But I think we will see a strong continuation of agriculture across Australia. As I say, it may be different, but it will still be there.
But climate change is still an issue questioned by some, particularly amongst farmers. A recent survey indicates that about 20% of primary producers don't accept the science. Either way, the nation's chief farming body says it's investing in adaptation as a key part of its strategy. Matt Liniger is the CEO of the National Farmers Federation.
The last thing farmers are silly. And so if we start to see those major shifts in those areas, and despite all of the good work and the efforts and the investment in R&D, then of course people will respond. But I think before we get to that point, have we done all we can do to provide the environment in which farmers can adapt? If we've answered that question and we have done everything we can do, then of course, you know, farmers will make that decision themselves.
Matt Liniger from the National Farmers Federation, ending that report from Sarah Clark. Tomorrow in our series on climate change, we look at the impact on human health, both here and across the Pacific.